appeal and uphold the decision to approve the tower with the condition that has been agreed to by the applicant.
Second.
Okay. With that condition?
With that condition that has been agreed to by the applicant, which we're simply...
Well, it's in the code, so it's
required.
Restates
the code.
Yeah.
Okay. Further discussion on the motion?
And that we... Go ahead.
This would be for a tentative decision with findings to come back in, say, 3 weeks. Okay. Roll call.
Fritz? Well, I appreciate SEIU for bringing this discussion forward, and it is an important one as to how we get more affordable housing and more housing that folks like the people we heard testifying can afford to live in and not have to commute in from Gresham and Beaverton. So thank you very much. It's been a very helpful discussion. The decision has to be made on the approval and on the approval criteria in the code, and I appreciate staff's helping us understand what those are and how this all these words like FAR and other things that are very difficult to noodle through. I support the Design Commission's recommendation, and so I vote aye on the measure.
Fish.
I, too, want to say that I've appreciated this hearing and the record that we've made, and I agree wholeheartedly with many of the concerns that have been raised about having affordable housing in the downtown core that is accessible to working people. And I believe that the city needs to continue to make investments in that kind of housing, whether it's through our 30% set-aside, our federal funds, or, in fact, any discretionary funds we have. I believe that has to be a priority. And I think I appreciate the opportunity to have this broader discussion and the time taken by folks to come out and offer that view. I'm also persuaded, however, that we are bound by the code and by the guidance that we've been given and by the evidence in the record. And I believe that based on the directions we've given, the code and the evidence, we have only one option in this hearing, and that in no way diminishes from the importance of the issues that have been raised, which I believe from a policy point of view, that conversation should continue beyond this hearing, and I hope becomes a cornerstone of how we address the affordable housing agenda of the city this spring and into the next year. So thanks to everyone for their time. I thought the discussion, particularly from the two lawyers, was extremely informative. My own sense is that one lawyer had a slightly harder case to make, and I appreciate that since we are in somewhat new territory, both lawyers did a very capable job helping the council understand your positions and making a record, so I appreciate that. Aye.
Saltzman?
Well, I guess, you know, we have to use our head and our hearts in this job, and my heart certainly agrees with the sentiments expressed by SEIU and its members about the need for affordable housing in our inner city and indeed throughout our city. We are undergoing one of the largest multifamily construction booms we've seen in recent years, and part of my dedication as housing commissioner is working hard to make sure that we get some affordable housing in all the new development that is occurring here, not simply market rate, but that we get affordable housing too. And we do have incentives, and we do have tools, and we do have just straightforward job owning with developers to see if they can get interested in some of the tools we have. So I very much agree with the need that we want to have Portlanders being able to live near where they work, to be able to afford to live in the central city. But my head, I guess, gets dashed upon the rocks of things like FAR and Title 33 point whatever, and I find myself sort of brought back to the crushing reality that, you know, we have to support a process and a code and a master plan and ultimately a land use code that this project has played by the books. And it is an attractive project, I want to say that too. Attractive aesthetically, but also very attractive from the economic impact it's having. And I'm very happy that it does have housing, albeit market rate housing. There's nothing wrong with more people living downtown. So I guess I have to go with what I, you know, feel that I've been duty-bound to uphold, and that is our land use code and our city code. And I don't find that the appeal rises to the point where I could support it. So I vote aye.
Novick.
It is extremely difficult for me to be in opposition to SEIU on anything. I mean, my father worked for SEIU. My brother worked for SEIU. I bleed purple. and I will go with SEIU to protest buildings that don't hire union janitors, and I will lobby with SEIU on inclusionary zoning. And it's also is interested in the idea that really the hook here would be in return for, which would be outside the context of this discussion, the rational hook would be in return for the FAR, the developer might agree to give provide affordable housing. It seems like that's a discussion that's yet to be had, although I'm sure that in this case, TMD would say that they gave the city the parkland, and therefore for the city to try to extract a commitment in return for the FAR, I'm sure they would have some thoughts about that. But it does, as my colleagues have said, it does seem that in this case, based on the rules, we have to reject the appeal. So I vote aye.
Hales.
I'm going to join my colleagues and support the motion. Let me add a couple of things because I agree with all the statements that have been made. As the presiding officer of the council, I laid out all that gobbledygook at the front end, but actually it's a lot more than gobbledygook, and that is the deal is under the Oregon land use scheme, we adopt rules and then we enforce them consistently. And if we don't enforce them consistently, the city gets overturned because this is a quasi-judicial proceeding. We get overturned by the Land Use Board of Appeals. I'm very proud of the fact that in the 10 years I was on this council before, that didn't happen. We didn't get overturned. And the reason we didn't get overturned is that we wrote down the rules and tried to follow them consistently. And I hope it is of some comfort to SEIU because everyone up here agrees with the issue of affordable housing and the need for more of it. And I don't blame SEIU at all for using every forum, including this one, to raise those issues and call us to care more and do more. But it's in everybody's interest that we do justice here in this chamber. And justice is you follow the rules that you write down to the best of your understanding. And that's what the staff recommendation in this case was. And our citizen body made the same recommendation. The rules as we have them mean this appeal needs to be denied and that the rights that have been conferred on this development stand. Aye. Thank you all, and we'll come back in 3 weeks.
Need to pick a time here?
Yes.
You want to set a date?
Yes, we need to set a date and time.
Okay. We have March 5th. We could do the morning. Commissioner Novick will be absent that week.
March 5th?
At 10 a.m.
No, I think we need 4.
Okay. Yeah. That works. Thank you very much, and we're adjourned.
What ribbon is she cutting now?
I don't know.
Portland,
it's St. John's system.
It's a shelter.
Thank you.
And,
you